if it was to happen, you know, it wouldn't be hollow at all because all the work we put into it, you know. It's not like we're coming out here dogging it every day, you know. We've been putting in good work, you know, just been grinding. And so it'll be definitely a feat, you know, for that to happen.
Like extra solace in it, just knowing that the coverage that you face, the triple coverage almost constantly. I mean, to have that number of yards is, I don't think Jerry was triple teamed every with Terrell and all those other guys.
I mean, that's another thing that makes it kind of cool, you know. It makes it that much more harder and would make it that much more enjoyable, yeah.
A lot of times when guys sign a big contract in the offseason, they slack off. Are you kind of proud of yourself for what you've been able to do, you know, with that big contract under you?
Well, so I got a lot of people around me, a lot of people that look up to me. So there's, like, really no room, whether it be my trainer on my ass or just, like, my, you know, my family, you know, or kids that I work with in my camp, you know, the guys look up to, you know. It's not – you really don't have time to take off. You know, you do it for those guys that are your motivation week in, week out, you know. So it really wasn't anything that I felt that it would be an off year or anything like that.
You have all these yards, but you guys don't have the touchdowns and the wins that you expected. Has it been a strange season in that way for you?
It's been tough. You know, we didn't meet the expectations that we set for ourselves and probably the ones that our fans set for us as well. You know, it's been tough, you know, but, you know, we still got to finish off strong. We could finish the season above 500 if we finish out the season like we need to and like we want to, though.
Kelvin, even the guys you're talking about, knocking offensive linemen, would like to see you get the record because they would have some sort of piece of it, too.
No, no.
What does that mean to you that they would like you to do it?
Yeah, all teammates from DBs and everything, all those guys, you know, they love to be a part of that. You know, we're a team. You know, we do this thing together. And so all of them sending me a lot of support in that area.
Do you know exactly what the record is?
18-something, you know, so.
Do you ever look at that and break it down? I got to get about 110 a game or anything like
nah,
that?
Nah, people, like I say, people around me do it for me. So, I just come out here and go to work every day.
You have to know that the last game is against the Bears, and they're probably going to have, I don't know what on you, some kind of cage or a tank or something. Yeah.
You try to get before then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, but you have to think about that a little bit.
It's going to be tough. I know it is. You know, it's been tough all year, you know, so it's nothing new.
When it's this 4-7 and you've really got to win all five games,
yeah,
most likely, do you have to take more of a vocal leadership role to help change that culture that we've seen this year?
One thing a lot of people ask me that a lot, you know, and one thing I tell them, you know, I'm not going to change the way I do things. You know, I talk to my teammates all the time. I'm not going to be the rah-rah guy, sort of say, like, maybe, like, not saying Nate's a rah-rah guy, but he's more vocal out there. You know, I'm going to go out here and lead by example like I've been doing. I don't think it's important for me to change my game to suit everybody else. I think it's more important for me to keep on doing what I'm doing, setting an example out here and to keep guys going in the right direction, I guess, for these remaining 5 weeks.
Did you have any message for Titus when he came back and those receivers and teammates and all that?
No, I just asked him how you doing, man. I told him it's good to have him back. You know, let's go to work.
Would it be extra special if you might hit Jerry Rice's record and Matthew throws for 5,000?
Yeah, that'd be great, especially for him to do that 2 years in a row. That's so hard, and it was unheard of until like really last year, you know. And then three people did it or whatever. But I mean, that's big for him as well. Yeah.
What do you just over these last 5 weeks, aside from wins, what do you need to see from the team to sort of have a positive vibe?
Like I say, man, I think the biggest thing is just winning. You know, playing winning football. We've been right there these last few weeks. It's just one more play we got to make or on offense or on defense, and we're there. You know, special teams, whatever it may be, you know. So we just got to find a way to make that one more play, you know, give that little extra, and we could do it.
You know, going into the
last
Jacksonville
question,
game, kind of wonder if you're going to make the game or make the season. But have you been able to get – are you healthier now than you've been – able to practice more, put together consecutive practices and all that?
Yeah, feeling good, you know. So that's a big thing, especially this time of year. Yeah. You know, going downhill towards the home stretch of the season, sort of say. And it's good to feel as good as you can right now, no doubt.
So I mean, how are you able to do that, though, at this stage of the season? Usually it's people are trending down.
You just got to stay in the weight. You got to work out, man. It's people don't understand. You know, a lot of young guys understand. You got to stay in the weight room, you know, to keep that body fresh and keep it rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.